All right, guys, let's do this. So, in this lesson, I am breaking down a regular orgasm and a tantric one. We are going to just be going into exactly what is happening in the body during the experience of these things. And then I'm just going to show you how awesome it was, the decision you made, really, to join me for this journey. Hopefully by now you're aware of that after experiencing some of these exercises and all that. But I'm really just going to be breaking down for you what exactly you're getting yourself into here. We're almost 2 weeks in and things are about to get deep. All right. Things are about to get real. So let's do this. Okay. So first off, what is an orgasm? Wikipedia describes orgasm as the sudden discharge of accumulated sexual excitement during the sexual response cycle, resulting in rhythmic muscular contractions in the pelvic region characterized by sexual pleasure. Okay, so let's break down what exactly happens during a typical orgasm by looking at it through the lens of this whole sexual response cycle. All right, so there are four parts to the sexual response cycle, which is something that was conceived, first of all, in the 1960s, which many still ascribe to. But so the first part of this is the excitement phase. Okay, so right now, according to the way the sexual response cycle works, we're talking about pre-orgasm. So this is just, you know, all of us know this as the arousal period, you know, like getting into it, getting excited. That's pretty basic. And then we move on to the plateau phase. Okay, so that's the second phase of this whole thing. And that's the period just before the orgasm is about to happen. In this phase, the heart starts beating faster. The muscles get more tense because in this kind of cycle, that's what's happening. You're tensing and you're tightening your way to orgasm, right? You know what I'm talking about? Like you feel it's about to come on, so you get even tighter. You tense up even more in that moment, like you're trying to direct that energy to move and to happen. That's what's happening. That's the plateau phase. Okay. So then it's the third phase. This is the orgasmic phase, finally. And this is what Wikipedia was talking about. All right. You know, the sudden discharge, very sexy, by the way, of accumulated sexual excitement, resulting in rhythmic muscular contractions in the pelvic region. Okay, so that's... I really love that description. No, I really love that description. I mean, at least they use the words sexual in it twice, right? Oh, no, once. Sorry, never mind. Okay, so all of that tension that has been building up in the body, okay, is being released during this third phase. All right, all the tightness, all the constriction, all that was happening has now resulted in this orgasmic phase, in this release. All right, so that is what is causing the contractions to happen. Okay, the after that buildup. And then finally, the fourth phase, that's the resolution phase. And that is when the muscles relax themselves. And you know how men enter the refractory period where they're not able to orgasm again? That's that whole thing, okay? It's like the, all right, after you orgasm. This right here just gives you a sense of what the whole breakdown looks like, okay? So here you go. As the body prepares itself for orgasm, it tightens, tensing up all the muscles, as I said, trying to pull all of the sexual energy, okay? It's like trying to, you know, reel it in, I guess, into the vagina or penis. And then once it releases, the body finally relaxes, and then bursts of movements take over the pelvis as the orgasm moves from the body. And this lasts mere seconds, all right? Okay, now, all that work that you did, all right, I mean, you know, it's not work because it's play, it's fun, but seriously, all the time, attention, energy, focus, and whatnot that you put into this, all right? And it lasts for seconds, okay? That's a typical orgasm right there. That does not sound fair to me, okay? When the body builds up energy and it crashes in this way, right? Okay? During the resolution phase, okay? It crashes. It causes a major spike in the hormone dopamine, which is the exact same hormone that surges when somebody is using, you know, an abused kind of drug like cocaine or heroin. Dopamine is a chemical that is responsible for nudging the brain into associating major reward, all right, for what it is that you're in the middle of doing or, you know, something that you're about to do, all right? And dopamine can make an act very addictive, even if the act isn't something that is really fulfilling to you, isn't something that, you know, is really nurturing or healthy or sustainable, right? So after you orgasm, you drop, okay? You fall hard from the peak. And so this dopamine hit comes slamming down. And this is why sometimes or all the time, you can get that feeling of incompleteness. All right. That feeling of, oh God, like what? Okay. What's it all for? Like, okay, what now? it's just, yeah, it's that feeling that leaves you with the yearning ache for something more. Okay. It's like kind of like, that's it. All right. I guess that was good. And so really, okay, what I just broke down for you, what's happening with the way that we are doing orgasms right now, it's very unsustainable. And what, you know, if you look at this whole model here, it's not something that is really conducive to, partnership, to an evolving partnership, to an intimate partnership. Because when you're with your partner, instead of bringing you closer, these orgasms, what they're doing are actually driving you further apart. Okay. And I am, you know, I say that because what is happening here, with this tension and this accumulation of energy and the dopamine, the surging of hormones, it's just, it is not, sustainable, and it is not going to make you feel the fullness and the completeness of who you are as a sexual being. It's not going to really tap, you know, your pleasure centers. It's not going to make you feel, it's just not going to make you feel your highest self, you know? And even though maybe some of us, you know, in past experiences haven't been consciously aware of that, there is something inside that's just like, that knows it, okay? Deep down inside, you know, there's that feeling of lack and that yearning, as I said, of something more. So a tantric orgasm, very different, okay? This is, you know, this is the orgasmic flow state here. This is, you know, orgasmic flow, okay, the title of this whole experience, this whole journey. I call it that, and I think of it as a way of looking at orgasm and how it relates to all of life, all right? And this is, you know, it doesn't matter with sexual context or without sexual context, okay? I get so excited talking about tantric orgasms because they're seriously a game changer. Much more different than the typical orgasm that I just described, okay? If I could sum up what a tantric orgasm truly was, this right here would be my definition. A deep feeling of ecstasy that marinates every cell, organ, and area of the body with pleasure. Nourishing and sustaining you with its warmth, it makes you feel as if this sensation, this moment, is what you have been waiting your whole life for. Okay, so obviously that is a huge difference. There's a huge difference between that sentence and the one on Wikipedia about the sudden discharge, right? A tantric orgasm is an orgasm that is centered around relaxing. It doesn't operate in these four restrictive parts like the sexual response system does. It is instead a rich and juicy experience from start to finish that engulfs you in a tingling and vibrant orgasmic state, making you feel turned on in a way that you've never been before. So I am going to share with you five tidbits about what exactly is happening during a tantric orgasm, all right, so you can get a deeper sense of it, okay? Number one, in this state, your body is open and receptive. It doesn't constrict sexual energy in the genitals. Instead, it expands it out to every area of the body so that one is able to experience full body orgasms and also multi-orgasms that could last for hours, or, you know, 24 of them, actually 24 in a day, if you wanted them to. Yeah. So basically, this right here is what I've been talking about. You know, your sexual energy channels are open and that energy is able to flow through them freely, which can lead to some pretty deep orgasms. Okay. So number two, there is no peak experience, no peak orgasmic experience, no huge mountain to climb to get to that one point at the top. It's about the journey and not the destination. There is no pressure toward one big peak, and therefore every moment is the big orgasmic moment. So, you know how I was breaking down the whole sexual response cycle to you with the four phases of it? This does not apply to you, Tantra. There's no separation. There's no like, okay, let's get aroused now. I'm getting excited and I'm getting aroused now. And then, oh, here's that moment before the big, the big climax. Here it is. I'm going to tighten up to receive the moment. Oh, and there it is. A few seconds. It's gone. Oops. Okay. Now we're in, you know, now we can rest. No, there's nothing like that in this. In the tantric orgasm experience, the whole experience is orgasm. Okay. There's no separation between anything. The whole thing is just orgasmic. So there's no need to be like, you know, okay, like once you start having sex, or to be like, all right, now I'm going to get aroused. I'm in this place where I'm getting excited. Okay. And it, you know, for women, especially doing orgasm this way, for women, it can be tough sometimes because there's this whole thing about, okay, you know, I got to get wet. All right. Let me get myself fully into this. Let me focus. Let me get aroused. Let me get turned on so that I can get wet, so that I can get ready, so that I can have my orgasm. There's none of that. All right. Because right out of the gate, you're orgasmic. You're in orgasm already. So you don't need to, there's no buildup. There's no pressure there. Same thing for men. You know, there's this pressure to really perform and get to this place. And there now with Tantra, like as at your side with this whole orgasmic flow state, you don't need to really worry about performing. You don't need to perform because you are already there. Okay. You're already there. So I think that at the top, for both sides, not to have that pressure associated with it, already is just going to make the whole experience a lot more enjoyable. Okay. So number three, there's no dopamine hit. All right. There's no crazy dopamine hit. Since we're not straining and tightening our way to this big release, we don't get the dopamine hit. All right. We get this beautiful, slow kind of mix of hormones happening, and it feels good, like prolactin. I mean, it feels really good because it's not this major spike and this major surge. So it's more sustainable, and it's more nurturing. It's more pleasure inducing. It gives us the capacity to just extend that orgasm for a greater length of time and make it feel better. And so, yeah, I mean, it's, you know, when hormones are actually working together in balance and there's no crazy surge, that truly increases our potential for pleasure. So number four, all of this means that there is no crash at the end, right? So that also means that there is no refractory period. So men can actually choose not to come and they can just orgasm for hours if they want to. You know, they can experience full body multi-orgasms in the body. This isn't, you know, some men actually believe that this is just something that women, you know, can do and women can learn, but that is so not true. All right. Men have the potential also to orgasm for hours. And, you know, since there is no crash that happens at the end, the body is just still containing sexual energy and it's still circulating it. It's still circulating it. So you can continue this. I mean, seriously, you just, as long as you want to. Well, like once you open this door, once you open your channels and you start building and circulating this energy, it can keep going. All right. I mean, for me, I started this back in, oh my gosh. how long have I been doing this for? I've been doing this 10 years now about. And once that happened for me, that was it. Like once I like plugged in, opened up, you know, those channels and got that energy in my body, like, whoa, like connected with it. I've been seriously like in full body orgasm ever since. Like it's just a constant thing that is always there, that is always with me. And before there used to be, for me, there used to be a lot of pressure surrounding sex and, oh my gosh, am I going to have an orgasm? Like I, you know, am I going to be wet enough? Am I going to be turned on enough? And it just did not make the experience like a good one. Like it wasn't relaxing. It wasn't, it just wasn't as fun or deep as it could be because there was this thing in me, in my head, that would not let me just, you know, be in the moment. And so when I started, you know, working with this energy and opening up my orgasmic energy, it just, oh my God, like a whole new, it just opened a whole new door for me because now when I, you know, have like a sexual experience, when I'm about to have sex or whatever, I'm already there because I'm already in an orgasmic state throughout the day. So once sex starts to happen, it's just, all right. It's just like a continuation. I just flow into it and I don't have to worry about getting there because I'm already there. So it's a very liberating feeling. Actually, when you start liberating your tantric orgasmic energy. Yes. Oh, and also, you know, if this does sound crazy to you, like what, how am I going to walk around? Like if I'm in an orgasmic state all day, how am I going to function? How am I going to do anything? don't worry about it. Cause I'm going to be covering that in another lesson about, you know, being in an orgasmic state and how to move your energy, how to channel it so that you're able to move your energy, your sexual energy, and plug it into other things like creating, like manifesting, like having a conversation, like working, all of that stuff. Okay. You're gonna be getting that, later in this course. And finally, number five, the key or the trick really to tantric orgasm is really to, as crazy as this may sound, take everything you know, really, about orgasm, you know, and sex, and just throw it out the window. I'm even talking about the stuff that you know and are learning now, okay? throw it all out the window. And let me just make a note here, okay? Because this fifth step is really the ultimate goal, the kind of advanced goal, like version, like down the line, because right now you guys are still learning all this stuff. You're still learning, how, you know, to work with this energy. So of course, you know, you need to retain that information. You need to practice it, right? Because it's a practice, and you're going to start dancing with it and flowing with it. The more that you understand it and the more that you embody it. And then there comes a point at the end of all that, once you've got it, you're locked in, you just throw it all away. And that is necessary. You've got to throw it all away. It's necessary to do that in order to fully be in the moment, okay? Because at its core, all of this orgasmic flow, you know, this whole experience is a meditation. It's all about being in and of the moment, being the moment, really. So whether in sex or in life, it's about showing up as you are fully and completely. So when you open those channels and you have that sexual energy flowing, that is the highest that is who you are. That is the essence of who you are. Once that energy is able to flow freely through those channels, you will be able to feel yourself in a new, exciting, empowering, and inspiring way. And once you tap that, first of all, there's no turning back. And also, once you tap that, you open up this wild knowledge, this wild wisdom within you. And that allows you to just flow through every situation in your life, and in sex, and to know in every moment, you know, like how you need to show up without thinking about it. So that's what I'm saying when I say throw it all away, because when you're in the moment, you don't need your mind. You just need your body. You need to be operating with your body, with your senses, your heart, you know. That is really the goal. That is the point of all this. And once you fall into that flow, into that rhythm, then you will fully, fully understand and uncover what true pleasure, what true orgasm really is. And it's such an exciting process. When your body reaches this stage of naturally claiming its orgasmic state, there's a major cleansing of all areas of the body. It's not just physical. The emotional, spiritual, and mental components of the self are also healed and brought into balance. Orgasmic flow is holistic and affects all areas of your life. The energy of a deep orgasm is life-changing, okay? Pleasure is life-changing. When you start living in a state of deep pleasure, it gives you a sexual vitality, a sexual magnetism, and sexual power is the greatest power there is, okay? It'll naturally bring your entire life into alignment. If you use the energy of orgasm and of sex in all areas of your life, trust me, it will become richer, more fuller, and more magical as a result, all right? That is true orgasmic flow. And for your homework today, I have a PDF attachment for you that's just going to go into what you need to focus on. So go ahead, open that PDF, check it out, enjoy. I hope you, got something out of this lesson. And now just forget about it. Forget about all of it so that you can fully experience the homework and just fully be in it, okay? So thank you so much. I will see you in the next lesson. Okay, bye.